Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man whose mother still thinks he should try to get a real job.
Dear folks, I got this great job in a gas station. I don't want to say how much I'm getting, but let's just say it's a lot. I'm enclosing $2.
That's a good boy.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34, after the hour. Thank you for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Cliff Inico, ladies and gentlemen. Cliffy's back. Cliff is the author of the eBay Seller's Tax and Legal Answer Book, also Small Business Survival Guide, and he is, the eBay Marketing Bible, no less than that, and he's an attorney. We love him anyway. And he helps small business owners all the time with their legal issues. And we're glad he's been a member of our Brain Trust now for more than 7 years. Cliff Inico, welcome back to the show.
Jim, always a pleasure, man. Happy Thanksgiving.
You too. Good to have you back. Okay, Cliff. You've got some news on nonprofits.
Okay, let's.
And I want you to tell us the news, and then I want you to tell us why we should care.
Okay. Over the summer, the IRS. Did something. They came down with a new application form. Now, usually, talking about tax forms is dry as dust, you know. But this one really does something very interesting. They have made it a lot easier for small nonprofits, nonprofits that are small and intend to stay small, to register with the IRS and get their 501c3 tax-exempt status without having to go through the rigmarole of filing the 20-page Form 1023, which if anyone has ever tried to start a nonprofit, they know how difficult this process is. Mm-hmm. There's a 20-page form you have to fill out, and it's either Form 1023 or 1024. You fill it out. There's all kinds of stuff. If you miss even one item on the form, they bounce it. And even if it's perfect, you have to wait upwards of, now it's about 21 months for the IRS to approve you, give you what you call your determination letter, which allows you to operate tax-free.
And that's even if you're not a Tea Party guy, right?
That's right. Oh, exactly. This is for everybody. I mean, right, I've got three applications.
They're hateful to everybody, not just Tea Parties, right?
Exactly. I got three applications with the IRS. They haven't said boo. They haven't said anything was wrong or anything like that. And it's 18 months now, and we're still waiting for these letters to come down. And the good news is they allow you to operate tax-free and take tax-deductible donations while the application is pending. But, I mean, that's like
a patent pending kind of thing.
Kind of a thing, right?
But if they don't approve it, I mean, should you presume that they're going to approve it? Is there some arbitrary thing that would cause them not to approve it if you did the paperwork right?
The answer is, technically, if the paperwork has been done properly and you've answered all their questions, they should not deny you an application. But, they have a lot of power. If one of these people goes on their website, your website, and they see something that they don't like, maybe you're doing some political activity that you're not really allowed
to do. Which means you applied for the wrong corporation.
Exactly. And then they can come down and deny you. Or what they probably would do in a case like that is they would just send you a letter asking a gazillion more questions, and, of course, you'd make the appropriate changes. But that just delays the process for another several months.
You go back to the line then, probably.
Exactly. So you're operating in kind of a legal limbo until such time as you actually get that determination.
So you operate. But you sort of like a patent pending. You go ahead and continue to operate as if you were approved. You just dot all the I's, cross all the T's, do all the things that are correct, and then you just reconcile all that with a return whenever you get approved. Right.
That's right. Exactly.
All right.
Exactly.
Now.
So.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, that's right. So what the IRS has done over the summer is they created this new form. It's called 1023EZ is what they call it. Of course, whenever you see EZ in an IRS form name, you kind of have to wrinkle your nose a little bit. But they have really made an effort to make this easy. It's an electronic form. There's no piece of paper. You go online, and it's basically a questionnaire. The software asks you a bunch of questions, and if you ask all of them right, you get your approval, and they issue the determination letter. Usually it's within 30 to 60 days, which is a heck of a lot better than 21 months. But there, as always with the IRS, there are some things to think about.
Right.
With this new form, and I've looked at it, and I can't say that I've actually done one yet. Although I have looked at the form very intensely. I just told one of my clients the other day that they were not eligible to use the 1023EZ. You know,
why?
The IRS has put some conditions on this.
Why?
Here's the biggest concern. First of all, let's talk about the 1023EZ. Basically, not everybody can use it.
Hold on to that thought. We're going to come back. We're going to come back after these messages and get into this a little bit more, folks. The reason why you should care about this is because there are a lot of people interested in starting nonprofits today. When I was coming up as a pup, the Red Cross were the nonprofits, right? But now it's a lot more people, and we'll talk about this with our good buddy Cliff Inico after these messages. 20 till, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.